Virgil, and we'll call back in at the beginning of the second half. So you got me, Virgil?
All right. Chris and Chris, thank you so much.
All right, we'll call you back in.
Okay, well, I will let them drop their call, catch their breath, get a drink of coffee, drink a soda, and bring you the second half here in just a moment. Sandpoint Eagles at the halftime break, 20 points. King Cove Rookies, 1-4-14. Here at KSDP, we'd like to say a big thank you to everyone. But first and foremost, the ESPN Jock Jam Mega Mix.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all ready for this?
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Heads up to everyone, the Alaska Board of Fisheries is accepting proposed changes to the subsistence, personal use, sport, guided sport, and commercial fishing regulations for the Bristol Bay, Arctic, Yukon, Kuskokwim, Alaska Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, Chinook, and statewide finfish management areas. Finfish includes salmon, herring, trout, other freshwater finfishes, and groundfish, including Pacific cod, for consideration by the board in its 2025 to 2026 meeting cycle. To ensure the proposal book is finished in advance of the board meetings, the board sets Thursday, April 10th, 2025, as the proposal deadline. Proposals may be submitted online, by mail, or fax. If you'd like to submit online, information is at www.adfg.alaska.gov. By postal mail, ADFNG Boards Support Section, P.O. Box 115526, Juneau, Alaska 99811-5526, and fax 907-465-6094. All proposals must be received by Thursday, April 10th, 2025, at the Board Support Section office in Juneau. A postmark is not sufficient for timely receipt. Hey, that's me. One other heads up. Tomorrow we'll have a Tanner preseason meeting with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. I think all those cats are being wrangled by Ernie Weiss, courtesy of the Aleutians East Borough. Thank you, Ernie. Right here, song number two. All right, we're gonna go right back to courtside in King Cove, Alaska, bringing you play-by-play coverage of the Rookies and Eagles. Here are Chris and Chris.
All right, thank you, Virgil. We're about ready to begin our second half here. About 35 seconds before the second half begins, we got your Lady Eagles 22 and your Lady Rookies 14. We'll see what the rookies can do this second half here. See if they can come back. It's been a good first half. lot of good defense and offense by both teams. Not so much foul trouble. That's a good by both teams. That's a good sign. Yep. If we spilled something down at the end of the court there, Joe's trying to, one of the officiating guys, Joe Calver's trying to see if I get it cleaned up. Got Sonny Ray over there, for the one of the managers for King Cove. I think they had the door open, and it's starting to, I don't know if it's snowing or raining.
It's starting to sprinkle out there. Yeah. It is.
Fanny Joe's going to take a little bit of this opportunity to call her team to the sideline here for a minute.
Just try to get something going.
I'll make sure we get everything up. We don't need any kids falling and our girls falling and
injuring themselves.
first game of the season would not be the time that you want to injure yourself. So
in the season,
you don't want to injure yourself, period. But
yeah.
But the first game would not be
not good.
Not be good.
It's not good when you injure yourself like that.
So Fanny's taking some time there to go over some plays
and figure out what style the girls want to go with.
Fanny Joe's first year coaching the girls. Her mom has coached before. Actually, her mom took the girls to state one year, and she was actually on that team.
All right,
here we go. King Cove's going to send it in, Jada, to Mary. They're on the other side of the court now. Mary's working it. Back out to Rivera. Back out to Jada. All the way back over to Rivera. Back to Mary. Mary's going to try to put it up.
Ooh.
And no good. And Precious was there for the rebound. Oh. And I think we got our first foul.
Oh,
yep. Foul's going to be on Jada of King Cove. And so that'll be a quick turnover to Sand Point. So Morgan's going to bring it down. She's looking. She's asking for help. Setting up the play.
Yep.
Back out to Charlotte. Charlotte's going to put it up.
Oh!
Wow, Charlotte.
Nice ring around there.
I don't know what that is, but Charlotte's just got one of the interesting shots I ever seen.
That was a nice shot there.
Mary's got it for King Cove. Going to pass it back out to Rivera. Back into Mary. Mary's in the paint. Working her way against Morgan. She's going to come back out. Very tough getting in that paint there with the Eagles.
Ooh.
Oh, wild pass to Jada from Rivera, and Jada couldn't bring it in, and so that'll be Sand Point's ball. Charlotte passes it into Morgan. Morgan's going to bring it down. Set up a play. Back out to Precious.
Ooh,
Precious.
Ooh.
Precious slip.
Uh-oh.
And fell. That's
Oh,
they're going to call it a foul.
Another one.
Or a kick.
Yep.
That'll be another foul on King Cove.
Ooh.
That'll be
that's
number four.
Yep.
For King Cove. I think it's Ella.
Ella's got watcher fouls now.
So Precious coming back in.
Oh!
And an offensive foul there on Precious.
Wow.
Precious went in for a shot, and Mary was there to block it.
Wow.
No hands up or anything. And she plows Mary down, and so she's going to pick up,
I believe,
an offensive foul there.
Mm-hmm. I give credit. That is some crazy defensive stuff.
So Mary's going to come down with it out to Jada. Jada's going to put it up.
No!
Oh, there it is.
And Jada answers back with 2 points.
16-24 with your Eagles up. Morgan's going to bring it down.
Ooh.
Thinking about it. Out to Charlotte. Oh, Mary was there. Mary's going to give it to Ella. Ella's got all the time in the world to get down there. Oh,
we got a foul.
Sand Point with another foul.
Blue, 2-2.
Ooh.
That'll be Charlotte.
That's their second one. Each team's got two fouls so far this period.
Ooh.
Out to Rivera. Just short, and Charlotte was there to get that. And Morgan's going to bring it down. I'll bring it out to Charlotte.
Charlotte's looking. Oh, Morgan. Charlotte was reading that play so quickly. She knew that.
And it's white ball. Morgan kind of thought it should have been 10 points ball. But the officiating saw something different.
Yep.
And so it'll be King Cole's ball. Also, Mary's going to bring it down. She's going to shoot it out to Jada into Ella.
Oh, she was thinking. Oh, it's going to be 10 points ball.
All right, so Morgan's going to bring it down for 7 points. And then Charlotte's got it now. Charlotte's looking. She's wanting to set it, wanting to set a play. Over to Morgan. Back over to Mia. Morgan's going to put it up. No good. Rebounded by Jada. Given to Mary. Mary's going to bring it down for King Cove. Back out to Jada. Over to Rivera. Rivera's going to put it up.
Oh!
That's a big three for a big three. And King Cove needed that.
That big three that she hits, man. When she gets open like that, she's not afraid to shoot.
19-24. All right, Morgan's got it. Precious got it. She's driving into the paint. No good. Rebounded by Mia. Back out to Morgan. Back to Charlotte. Charlotte's going to put it up. No good. And Jada's there for the rebound. And Jada's going to give it over to Mary. Over to Jada. Back out to Mary. Mary's going to put it up. Oh, in and out. Rivera's there for the rebound. Rivera's using that height for those rebounds.
Yep.
Mary's got it. Out to Rivera. Rivera says, you're going to try to get. Oh, way off.
Oh.
And it'll be 7 points ball. We got some subs coming in. We got Carly coming in for Jada. And we got Misty coming in for Summer. Misty, she did some wrestling this year, and she actually did pretty good, what it sounded like. So a lot of girls doing wrestling this year. So, all right.
Oh, what an inner steal by Tia there, all the way to Rivera. Rivera's going all the way to the paint. Oh, nice. Nice little play there by Tia.
They read
that. Assisted by Rivera.
They read that steal perfect. Rivera was right under there with a nice layup.
Mm-hmm.
21-24. Almost a steal there. Morgan got it back. Morgan wants to take a shot. Rivera's there to knock it out of bounds. So just like that, we have a three-point game.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We want to call a timeout.
All right.
Yeah, we had Missy went to state for standpoint and did fairly well. And a lot of our girls play volleyball also. And Sandpoint did very well. They went to state this year again, too. And so we'll see what happens with basketball here.
And I give credit to the rookies. They're fighting their way back into this game. It's just like I said, they have a little jitters. Now they're finding something in them now. If they can keep this up, keep that momentum going, keep that defense, no silly fouls. So they're finding something in there now.
Yep. All right. It's going to be Sandpoint ball. Charlotte's going to throw it in. Looking for somebody. Oh, almost taken away by Tia. Misty's out to Morgan. Playing some fast. Oh,
no.
And Tia's there with the foul. She just fouled Morgan. A blocking foul there. We don't need to get in the
quick
foul trouble when we're sending somebody to the line. All the way out to Misty. Back out to Morgan. Back over to Charlotte.
Oh.
Charlotte's gonna answer.
Oh, there's a travel.
Oh, but it was travel.
Traveling.
Travel called by the outside judge there. Ref Joe saw that.
Yep.
All right. Carly's going to inbound it for King Cove. Into Mary.
Ooh.
Carly was thinking about it. Back out to Mary.
There's a pressure in Carly a little bit on that.
back into Rivera. Rivera's there for three.
Ooh,
so good.
That was way too a little high.
And Mary Ella tried to go for the alley-oop. Oh!
Wow! Just like that, we have a one-point game.
Rivera was there with the assist.
Ooh,
and we've got your Kinko rookies 23 and your Sandpoint Eagles 24 with 2:51 left in the third period.
All right.
Out to Precious.
Yep.
Out to Morgan. Morgan's looking.
Uh-oh.
Go to Charlotte. Charlotte on the outside wing. No good. Rebounded by Ella. She's going to go all the way down. Precious was there to steal it.
Ooh, that was kind of too much.
And Morgan's going to bring it up for King Cove. Ella was trying a long pass there. Into Precious. Oh, boy. Morgan's going in. Nothing. Off the rim. Rivera was there. And her and Tia fought over it, and Tia got it. Got it over to Mary. So King Cove's got the ball again.
Nice!
Nice
pass
to Ella, and Ella to her sister Tia, who puts it up for two. And so just like that, your lady rookies are up by one.
Wow.
I don't know what Fanny talked to him there just a little while ago.
They're finding something.
They're finding something. Misty tries to go in for two. No good. Rebounded by Carly back to Tia, then over to Mary. Over to Rivera.
Okay.
Rivera had a little hard time grabbing
that.
They're
putting pressure on.
Back out to Mary. Back over to Carly. Back into Ella.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. Still their ball.
Still going to be King Cole's ball. Carly is.
Back in lots of time now.
Carly is the sister to Elena Mack. And as we all know, Elena Mack is playing for the Seawolves. I believe this is her junior year. And she's been doing a tremendous job, Elena has. And she came out of playing T-Jack ball also. Or, excuse me, rookie ball also.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very proud of her. The Aleutians East Borough and the King Cove School is very proud of what she's been doing and how she's representing our community. And showing that kids from this area can go on and make it into some of the college sports. And so if you have a chance to watch any of her games or the games that she's in, I know you'd be excited to see some of the games that she's played in. I know she's helped them win several games this year already. And so... Camp Police also had somebody from their team go out and play college too, and that was Diana Gunderson, Mac now, and she played for the Seawolves also. So it's kind of cool that we've had some players from these teams here in King Cove and Sandpoint go on and play college ball. So here we go. All right. Tia in there, no good. Back out to Morgan. Morgan's looking. She's trying to set somebody up. Out to Precious, back to Morgan. Back out to Charlotte. Oh,
wow.
Charlotte was there to steal it. Charlotte was just kind of lollygagging around the ball. And just like
wow.
That, Lewis,
bringing
it back around again, 27-74. Your rookie's in the head.
Incredible play by her sister like that.
Charlotte was kind of just playing with the ball there, and Ella says, I'll get it from you. Precious going in.
No.
Reach around. That'll be a foul on King Cove.
Oh, my goodness, that's her sister, Dad.
That'll be Ella's fourth foul.
Oh.
So she's got to be careful.
Yep, watch carefully.
And
the points count.
Another foul.
Yep, basket's good. Due for one.
hopefully Ella can slow down a little bit. They need her out here. Mia goes up for one, no good. Rebounded by,
wow,
50, no good. Oh, Mia tried to pass it. Wild pass.
Oh, my goodness, there's some wild.
That point had it, and it went over to Misty, and Misty couldn't bring it up, and it went out of bounds.
There are some wild passes in this game, people.
Whew. All right. So that's going to, Mary's going to send it in to Carly. Carly's going to bring it down over to Mary.
Oh, in and out.
Oh! And that ends our third period with your hometown Rookies 27 and your Sandpoint Eagles 26.
Ooh, man.
We've got to be careful. We've already got five fouls.
Man, I
and, am. This could turn around really quick if we get into foul trouble and start every time there's a foul, they have to go to the line and shoot.
Dad, I'm feeling the heat right now. This is insane. TJ, I mean, Rookies are up one, and Sandpoint Eagles are only down by one. This is getting intense game. Just flat in the fourth quarter, man. This is going to be
awesome. Oh, I just see that they just did put Sandpoint into the bonus. So King Cole's got to be real careful.
I know. That's the worry part for me now.
Real careful. This can turn around really quick. Hopefully Fanny's emphasizing that.
I hope she's emphasizing. Yeah, that's the thing, because we cannot have a foul trouble, and, of course, we cannot lose one of the players, because if you lose one of your good players, you're done. You need to sit down and need to let someone else take the load now. But all I have one thing to say is that we're about to see a close finish.
All right, and we're ready to begin the fourth period here, the fourth and final period of the night. Again, the Sandpoint boys are playing the T-Jack at Sandpoint, and that game begins at 7:30. When we're done announcing this game, then I'm sure that game will be broadcasted on the radio. That should be a good game also.
Here we go.
All right, so it's Sandpoint ball into Morgan. Oh, it's Precious. Back to Morgan. Back to Precious. Precious going to try to put it up.
Oh,
no good. No. And Ella, or Tia, tried to bounce it back in or save it for Sat Kinko, and she knocked it out.
Oh, it's our ball.
It's white ball. Okay. Last touch by Sandpoint.
Yeah, it usually was.
All right. So into Mary. Mary's going to bring it down. Over to Carly. Carly puts it up. Long three, no good.
That was think with two shots.
Two. Yeah.
Oh, it's a jump ball.
It's a jump. That's the first jump ball we've had of the night. So, and we're in the bonus now. So King Cove will be in it. Bounded in. Rebound it. Over to Mary.
Ooh. They're putting pressure on Mary.
Back out to Jada. Jada going to put it up for long three. No good. Rivera was there to try to save it, but
I know Jada
ended up stepping out of bounds.
Jada was going to go for that. I was like,
Morgan is coming in now with the ball. In the far corner there into Precious there. Precious going to drive in for two. No good. Rebounded by Mary. Back out to Jada. Back over to Carly, back into
Tia.
Back out to Jada, back out to Carly. Carly going to put it up. Oh, off the rim, no good. Misty's got it for Sandpoint. She passes it over to Morgan. Back over to Precious, back to Charlotte. Oh, we got a fall there. Oh, Charlotte tried to lay it in, no good. Carly was there for the rebound. Back over to Mary. And King Cove will bring it down to their court.
Ooh. Help. Mary may need help. Okay.
Jada's got it now. Right. Mary was looking for help there.
Ooh,
almost stolen away by Morgan.
Backing over. Backcourt.
Backcourt violation there.
I knew that pressure was coming on that one.
Fanny wants a timeout.
Timeout.
Fanny will be taking a timeout.
No, Fanny Joe needs to talk to his team real quick, because you guys got that lead, and now at that point, putting a lot of pressure on. Now you guys have that lead. as you are the home team, you have that lead. You cannot secure, you need to secure that lead to make it a little bit higher. But if you're the visiting team, you're putting a lot of pressure on the home team now because you have that lead, and that's why they're putting a lot of pressure on you to try to think that, like, you want, they're going through a turnover or a defensive stop. But it's insane right now.
6 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game here with your King Cove rookies, 27, and your Sandpoint Eagles, 26. Been a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
Been a very exciting game as the rookies have come back from quite a large deficit. But it's anybody's game still. All right, Morgan's got it for Sandpoint. He moves it over to Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
Yep, I saw that right away.
They got it.
Charlotte with another travel. So another turnover for Sandpoint. Back into Mary. Mary's going to bring it down. Over to Rivera. Rivera's going to put it up.
Oh!
Wow.
That, I think, is her third three-pointer of the night. Rivera there. So
wow, Rivera. That just brings King Cove to 30 and Sandpoint to 26. Neal with 30. Good. No good. Dana's going to come down with it now. Nice steal there by Carly. Over to Mary. Ooh, tipped away by Morgan. But Mary was able to save it. Inside to...
Oh!
Nice little pass by Tia to Carly there, but Carly couldn't answer with two. Bounce pass there. Asada tries to go in. No good. Rebounded by Mia. Mia tries to put up a two. No good. Morgan, Precious in for two. No good.
Wow.
Oh, rebound. Back in for two. No good.
Mia back.
Back out to Misty. Back out to Charlotte. Over to Morgan. Morgan, why not? No good.
Wow.
Mary got it.
I don't know how many opportunities Sandpoint had. They had a lot of opportunities.
It's just not, it's not bouncing in right.
I know.
Mary's way out on the out corner. They're back into Jada. Jada's going to work it over to the other side.
Ooh.
Back out to, oh, nice.
Wow.
Mary, Misty's got a layup there. Oh,
wow.
Now Misty read that play perfect.
Misty had a beautiful all the way, nobody, no contested layup there.
They need help. Oh, Mary.
Help her out there.
They need help Mary out. Back out to Jada there. Mary was being heavily contested by Morgan there. Back to Jada. Jada's being pressured now.
Yeah, they're bringing the
pressure. Sandpoint putting a little more D out there now.
I know.
Cardi's going to go way out to Rivera.
Ooh.
Back out to Jada. Back over to Mary. Mary's going to try it for three. No good. Rivera's in. Oh!
Rivera
went in for the rebound, and she puts up two. So 32 for your rookies, 28 for your Sandpoint Eagles. Back up to Charlotte. Back into Mia. Mia's under the rim. Oh, no good. Misses it. Misty's there for the rebound. Morgan wants to try to put it up. She's going to cross country to Charlotte. Back into Mia. Mia's going to try again for two. Mia answers back with a quick two, and that just puts the lead only ahead by 2 points.
Yeah, this is getting intense now.
Rivera's
going
to try again. Oh, good. She almost backed to Morgan. Mia was there for the rebound, and Morgan picks it up.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Misty's going to try. Oh, heavy as hell. She gets a rebound.
Whoa.
Hands all over the place out to Precious.
Ooh.
No good. Ooh. Morgan's there for the rebound. And we're going to have a foul.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's three fouls on Tia now.
Three fouls on Tia, number 40.
Ella's going to come in.
Oof.
And Carly's going to go out.
Ella's got to really now be careful now.
Yep. She really needs to be careful on this one now.
Oh, wow.
Nice steal there by Tia. Tia,
ooh.
Nice. Mary's going to come down all the way to...
Oh.
He is under the rim there, being heavily guarded.
Oh,
she knocked away. Jump ball again. We got our second jump ball of the game.
There.
I think there was four King Cole players and maybe one or two Sandpoint players.
They're diving in there, man.
All right, Sandpoint's ball. Morgan's going to bring it down.
Ooh-wee.
We got Mia down on this end. Misty
out to Precious, over to Charlotte. Oh, Charlotte wants to go in. Stolen away by Mary, but quickly taken back by Precious. Precious up for two.
Oh, wow.
And just like that, we got a tie game.
Only 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
32-32.
Wow.
Oh. Stolen away by Morgan. Morgan's going all the way downtown. And in for two. And that puts King down that point up by two.
Woo.
Nice. Wow. Nothing there to Morgan had to fight.
Oh,
oh no.
That'll
be Nia's foul. That'll
second.
Be on Ella.
That's her second.
That'll be Mia's second foul. So it'll be Kinko's ball back out to Mary. Back into Ella.
Ooh.
Oh, she is under the rim.
Oh,
there.
My goodness.
Back out. Oh.
And it's still Kinko's ball.
Still Kinko's ball knocked out by Sandpoint.
They got to spread out, man.
She and Ella are working under the rim there trying to get a shot.
They got to start spreading out the ball more now.
Out to Tia.
Oh, she's putting they're pressuring her.
Back out to Rivera. Back over to Jada. Back in to back out to Mary. Mary's a try. No good.
Oh.
Misty was there for the rebound. Back to Morgan. Back over to Misty. Back out to Charlotte. Charlotte's going to answer with two.
Yep, there it is.
And just like that, we got a four-point game with your Eagles ahead. Calling for another timeout. Fanny wants another timeout.
Hmm.
1:42 left in the game here. You've got your hometown rookies 32 and your visitors, Sandpoint Eagles 36. Been a good game here going back and forth. We'll see what these last 1 minute and 42 seconds bring. No, maybe they may bring a victory to the rookies. But if not, the rookies should not hang their head. They have played a tremendous game of ball tonight.
Yeah, I know. And the first-year coach for Fanny Joe and the girls are starting to find something in there. If you're hitting some big key shots in this moment.
She's had 3 three-pointers tonight.
Yeah, she's hitting some big shots. I know that she can hit them.
So she's stepped up. Jada has been doing tremendous. Both Ella and Tia have been doing very good, too. And Mary's been doing very good with getting the ball moved around. And so we'll see what this last minute and 42 seconds brings. All right. All right.
It's that time, people. It's crunch time in the.
All right, we got Carly back in, and Carly gives it to Mary. They're yelling about something there. Sandpoint was. Oh, they were telling get on Rivera there. She tried for another three, no good. Precious got it. All the way across country to Morgan. Morgan couldn't get it. He is there. Or Ella. Somebody needs to help her out.
Help her.
There we go. Mary's got it. Back out to Carly. Back out to Tia. Tia's going to go in for two.
Oh.
Rebounded by Misty. Back out to Morgan. Morgan's going to slow it down.
No, Sandpoint's going to slow the clock down since they got time on their side and they got the lead. They're going to play it smart now. They need to play it smart now.
Oh, Rivera was in there to... I think they were going to try to run the clock down, and Rivera reached in there with their hand.
And it's
on ball.
What a play by the defense. That's the ball they've got.
And knocked it out, and King Cole's got it. Cardi's moving it down the court. Out to Rivera. Oh, off of her foot.
Ooh.
King Cole's ball, number 22. Wow. All right, 51 seconds left.
Ooh.
King Cole can come up with here.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
It's blue.
Oh. It'll be Sandpoint's ball with 40 seconds left. Your Sandpoint Eagles 36 and your Kinko rookies 32.
Rookie's going to need to play a little bit of defense now since you got 30 seconds left on the clock.
Rivera's heavily guarding Morgan. out to Charlotte. They're just trying to run the clock out to 15, back to Charlotte.
Oh, that's right.
Stepped out of bounds. Charlotte stepped out of bounds, so that'll be King Cove's ball.
I seen that play, Dad. I was like, what?
Carter's going to bring it down. 22 seconds left.
They got it scored quick.
Out to Mary.
Whoa!
Simplification there.
Whoa.
Mary thought Tia was going to pass it into Tia. And there was some miscommunication there, so it'll be down point ball. 16 seconds left. 12 seconds. 10.
They got a foul.
They got to play the game.
Rivera fouled Morgan there. That's only Rivera's second foul.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
They're going to have to foul
back
again.
Back out to Misty.
They're going to have to foul again.
Back out to Mia. Out to Morgan. And there's another foul by Rivera. That'll be Rivera's third foul. 1.9 seconds left. Mm-hmm. And Sandpoint's got the ball. And Misty's got it back at the top. All right. So your hometown rookies, 32, and your Sandpoint Eagles, 36. Was a heck of a game.
Mm-hmm.
King Cove came back from a deficit there and even was ahead for a little bit. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Tomorrow, I think they have the boys' game first and then the girls' game. But we'll be back on tomorrow to broadcast. I want to turn it over to Virgil now so that the games in Sandpoint can be being broadcasted.
Yep.
But we want to thank you for listening to us, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow night. Thank you.
Good night.
And Chris. And we are going to head right on over to the Sandpoint School. If you are in town here on the island of Popoff, head on down to the Sandpoint School. I'm sure that there's plenty of seats, or I would hope that there might be a seat or two left. I think they're already in motion, and we're going to go into the game as it's running. Once again, if you didn't catch that, Sandpoint Lady Eagles, 36, King Cove Rookies, 32. Right here, Morgan Wallen in the meantime.
Ain't that some back home buddies in the field, mud on the wheels, yeah. Ain't that some thick smoke, Silverado tearing up a two-lane road. Ain't that some C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, we've been doing since we was yay high. There's folks out there, ain't T-R-Y this, man. Ain't that some that you hate to grow up and miss. Hate to think of what if I didn't even know what a honey hole with a Zepco when my jeans rolled and a pinch of skull in my lip. Even is, they say we ain't got a pot to piss, but I thank God for this. Ain't that some back home buddies in the field, mud on the whiz, yeah, ain't that some thick smoke. O-U-N-T-R-Y, that's what we've been doing since we was J-High. There's folks out there, ain't T-R-Y this, man. Ain't that some, ain't that some, ain't that some, ain't that some. True north is due south. The blue course going down.
Dawson on the outside corner, rowdy for a long three shot off the top of the rim. Long rebound goes to Peter. Nice triangle pass to Ryu at the top of the key. Galvin with the ball, pass into traffic, deflected into the hands of Tyler. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, 7-5. Nice pump fake by Ryu. Penetrates. Oh, man, a no-look pass to Tyler, or to Rowdy. He almost loses it, but he's able to get it back. Ryu for three, off the back iron. Almost grabs a rebound, but Riley's able to head him off. 1:48 left to go in the quarter. T-Jack with the ball again. Shot up for three, no good. Dawson chases it down for Sandpoint. 1:38 in the quarter. King Cove up by two. Ryu jogs past the half-court line. Outside Rowdy. Nice pump fake into the lane. Shot off the backboard. Good. Beautiful angle. Tied game here. 7 points apiece. 1:18 to go in the first quarter. High lob. And that was easy pickings right there. Chase tries to knock it out of the way and ends up going out of bounds. Sandpoint with one more look at the basket here before the buzzer at the quarter. Into the corner. Rowdy. Tyler on the corner for three. Just to the right. Dawson gets the board and sends it back outside. Ryu for three. Off to the side. fight for the board, out of bounds, last touch by the T-Jacks. Sandpoint will throw in underneath their own basket. Tyler calls play in action, high pass to Peter. Less than a minute to go here in the first quarter. Dawson takes it to the right. Pass inside of Peter. Movement, contact against Robert Thompson. I mean, he's just going to draw fouls being his size. He's literally shoulders and head above everyone else on that court. This man is big, and he's not awkward with his movements either. He's a very talented player. Really worked hard last year and was a big contributor to that state winning team. Tyler, pump fake, gets a shot up, score the rim. Stayed on the rebound, 39 seconds. Tied game in the first quarter. Chase with the ball, long three. Misses. Rowdy on the rebound. Rowdy on the rebound, gets it. And foul there, trying to fight for the ball. Three team fouls now for the T-Jacks. One for Sandpoint. First foul against Sailor Gould. Half a minute to go here in the first quarter. Tied game. Dawson. Over to Peter. Contested shot. No good. Tipped off of Rowdy's hands. Out of bounds. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. See if the T-Jacks can get a shot off. They'll have an open opportunity here. No full court press. Chase gets the ball in. 16 seconds. Calling for help. Trying to set the play up here. 12 seconds. Dawson almost steals the ball. Knocks it out of bounds. Good hustle there by Dawson. 7-7 here. Less than 10 seconds to go in the quarter. T-Jack throwing in up the sideline. Sailor passes into Chase. Clock running. 8 seconds. He's going to hold on to it and take one last shot, I think. He's not going to risk the turnover. Forces a shot just off the back iron. There's the buzzer. Going into the second quarter, the score will be 7-7. Tied game here in Sandpoint. Thanks for tuning in to KSCP and the Sandpoint Sports Network. We'll be back in just 90 seconds. I'm going to grab some water really quick.
KAEB is sponsored by Sandpoint Fuel and Freight, offering stove oil for residential and business. More information is available at 907-383-2026 or call Paul Gunderson at 907-386-6162. Sandpoint Fuel and Freight, a proud sponsor of KAEB.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
Sandpoint Sports Network. If you're here, King Cobra Sandpoint, you're wondering, should I go to the game? Don't think I got the money. Come on down. KSDP is taking care of the gate fee for everybody. Want to make sure the whole community has a chance to come here and enjoy these games. So a little thank you to you for just being the people that make this community special. Coming into the second quarter, clock is stalled at 7:59. Start the clock! Emily, start clock! All right, clock has started. Apologize for that. Had to take a quick second. Whistle on the floor. I think that was for the delay clock. 7-7 still the score here on KS on Sandpoint's basketball game. First of the season for the 2025 season. It's been many good years here, broadcasting excellent games across the Aleutians East Borough. King Cove coming off a big win last year, man, taking it all the way and dominating the 1A tournament. They have more time on the clock now. I think they're trying to figure out the clock here. We've got fresh quarter on our hands. Score is 7-7. And if I remember correctly, they actually have a new thing for it's new for last year about the fouls. All right, I think they're just going to set it up and get things rolling here. Yep, there we go. Ball underway in the hands of the Sandpoint Eagles. They're tied up here with the T-Jacks. Make that in the lead now against the T-Jacks. Long call for two by Sandpoint. 9-7 now. First minute of the second quarter. Brennan finds Saylor. What a drive into the lane there. Left-handed up and in on the right-hand side. Beautiful layup by Saylor Gould. 9-9 now score here. Descojo finds Tyler. Takes it to the top of the perimeter. Brandon Larson wants a steal. He is right there on the edge of poking the ball out every time it passes by him. Rowdy inside. Big man Thompson puts a hand in the face. Shot up. Just misses. Sandpoint with another rebound. Top of the key. Ryu misses. Foul called there against Chase. First or second foul of the game for him. Score still 9 apiece here. Under 7 minutes to go in the first half. Ball in to Ryu. Outside to Jeremy, who just checked back in. On the floor for King Cove, same starting five. Sandpoint with the same thing. Dawson Galvin checked in there mid-quarter for the Eagles and contributed definitely to the energy, made some big plays. But we have Jeremy Glosson checked in now. Nice passing by King Cove. Long three by Chase. Ball tipped up and almost brought down by Robert Thompson. Oh, what a steal attempt there by Chase Gould, who just pushes in hard. Ball goes out of bounds. Intended receiver was Tyler Gunderson for Sandpoint. The Eagles will retain possession here. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Jeremy for three. Over the rim, picked up by Riley Wilson. Ball now in the hands of the T-Jacks. Chase in the corner, drives in, takes it all the way. Wow. I was talking to some players, and I was like, you know, Chase is the kind of guy. He's like a Kobe Bryant here in the Aleutians East Borough. He's going to take his team and score 60 points and win the game at all costs. This man never says die. Lots of respect for Chase Gould over the years, watching him play. Done a great job. Sandpoint with the ball. They're down by two, 11-9. Ryu shot up, heavily defended. Missed, rebound. Good defense there, but another foul called on Robert. That was a heavily defended situation there as Rowdy was trying to work his way through. Trying to figure out the right play there for Robert to make things effective on down low without causing a foul. Kyler forces his way into traffic, runs into some heavy defense, loses the ball, picked up by McLaughlin, over to Ryu. Takes the pass. Sandpoint sets up the play. Tyler outside. Moving the ball around. Tyler open for three. Missed off the front line. Rowdy Tripp picks it up. Sandpoint struggling to get the ball inside. Playing the three-point game, I've never seen a 1A team make the three-point game work, though. Sandpoint down by two with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 11-9 is the score. Again, you're tuned in to KSCP and the Sandpoint Sports Network. Thanks for tuning in. Brennan Larson with the ball on the top of the key. Oh, what a steal by Ryu. Chased down by Brennan. Pokes in and causes contact. Good effort by both players, though. And we're the way that they do things now, I think you have five fouls causes immediate double bonus in the quarter, and it resets every corner. So three fouls now for King Cove. Oh, Ryu just sneaks right behind the defense. And that's what you got to do, draw the defense out. When you got a big guy like Robert Thompson, you got to draw him away, run the sub play behind. Ryu definitely got behind traffic there. Nice screen by Saylor. Brennan in the paint, passes down the line to Robert, gets contact, and Sandpoint will throw the ball in now as it goes out of bounds. Score is tied up 11 apiece here. 4:28 left to go in the game. No, not in the game, sorry. 4:28 left to go in the half. Ball now in Tyler Gunderson's hands. Nice man-to-man defense. Outside, Rowdy wide open for three. Does he get it? Yes, he does. 14 now for the Eagles, 11 for King Cove. Just over 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Riley tries to answer back, misses it. Tyler, fast break, he's 2-on-1. Left hand, misses. Peter comes in storming, absolutely flying through the air. Fortunately, doesn't get a foul. Chase moving fast, yeah, foul against Tyler. Tyler is a defensive specialist. Quick hands, just real sneaky too. Steals balls left and right. Draws contact on there against Chase as he was trying to get into the lane. 14-11 in favor of the Eagles. 3:40 in the quarter. Long shot for three. Just missed. Rowdy gets the board. Ryu steps back. Lets the team get downstream. Pass into Peter. Drives in. Sends it outside. Picked up by Tyler. Cornered by Peter for three. In, out, and back in again. Touched David Farr, the rim, bounced back up, and then went down. 17 now for the Eagles. They start to get a little space here with two back-to-back and unanswered threes. Wilson on the outside, heavily guarded by Ryu. Finds Brennan at the half-court line, who resets. Behind the back pass to Chase. Down the line to the corner, back up. Saylor for three, just over the rim. McLaughlin with a rebound. Hands it off to Ryu. 17-11 in favor of the Eagles. Here in Sandpoint, Alaska, game one of the 2025 season. An abbreviated season this year, but we still got the games. Looking forward to broadcasting here on KSTP and the Sandpoint Sports Network. Big shout out to Chris and Chris, always bringing great play-by-play over there in King Cove. Shot missed by Peter, but he runs it down with all sorts of effort. Can't quite get it. Last touch by Sandpoint, out of bounds. 2:20 left to go in the half. King Cove will throw it in. Eagles up by six. We have a official timeout. We've got a player for Sandpoint with a bloody nose, maybe. I think Peter did take it to the face there when he was trying to get that ball back. So Peter's going to sit down. Try to stop the bloody nose. And there's blood on the court. Take a quick second here to wipe up. Looking around, making sure there's no more spots. We're going to have Landon checking in for Peter. First year playing basketball. It's his senior year. He's checking in. He stands probably 6'2", if I were to guess. I'm hearing 6'3" from the official scorebook. 2:22 left here in the first half. Again, thank you for tuning in here to KSCP. Big shout out to you, the listener, and our sponsors for making this all happen. We look to bring all the content. If you're looking for local news, if you're looking for sporting events, if you're looking for local meetings, whether it's the borough, city, school district, fishing news, we got it here on KSCP. Check us out, apradio.org. Listen to us on the radio across the region. And here, Sandpoint School Sports Network, providing you Sandpoint Facebook streaming and news. Official timeout is over as they have cleaned up all the blood. Landon Deering making his official debut here for the Sandpoint Eagles. Eagles are up by six here. King Cove with the ball. They have yet to answer back on those two back-to-back threes. Looking to get on... get some much-needed points. But nice intercepted pass there by Sam.